Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson. Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Robin.
And Ann Powers.
Hello.
And we're looking at the best albums out on April 5th, starting with the band Martha and Love Keeps Kicking. Martha is the band. The album is Love Keeps Kicking. This song is the opening cut, Heart is Healing. This guitar riff reminds me of something. All I know is it's very early 90s. I can't quite come up with what it is, but Steve and I sure love rock and roll.
And I love Martha. You know, Martha is a UK band, self-described as queer, straight-edge, vegan anarchists.
Yay!
And the music is just this buoyant clatter of just lots and lots and lots of ideas and sounds popping all at once.
Clatter's a great word.
It reminds me a little bit of another band, kind of in this spirit, Los Campesinos. You know, bands where it's like they have so many words and so little time.
Sound-wise, Robin, maybe what you're thinking of is another band from Durham County, although Martha is from Durham County in the north of England, and Superchunk is from Durham County America, and I think they have something in common.
Yes. Very Superchunk. He has so many great lines on this. On the song that we just heard, Heart is Healing, you've always given sound advice and tried not to catastrophize. But this whole record is so hooky, you could drop in the middle of any chorus on any track and immediately be hooked on it. Martha is the band, and the album is Love Keeps Kicking. From Martha, let's go to the singer Khalid and his new album, Free Spirit.
You just turned 21, so lately you've been drinking, wasted on alcohol. You chase to fight the feeling, thinking about letting go. Would that be easy for you then? So lay with me, lay with me. We're underneath the bleachers. Stay early, stay early. If I hope you're never leaving, all of these memories crawling underneath your skin, skin.
Singer is Khalid. His new album is Free Spirit, and the song we're hearing now is 21. And when I was reading about him, some of the press, I love how he was billed as the multi-platinum selling global superstar. And the truth is, though, I mean, he's just turned 21 years old, and he is a really gifted singer and songwriter.
I'm such a Khalid fan. I fell in love with his music when he put out the immortal song Young, Dumb, and Broke on his first album,
catchy.
American Teen. And so perfectly representative of teens in this era. And that came out in 2017. He was nominated for a Grammy, among other awards. And this is his follow-up, you know. He's entering into adulthood and, you know, trying to secure his place in a pop landscape that, as you said, Robin, he completely claimed, but now he has to prove himself as an adult artist. And I think this album, Free Spirit, does it very, very successfully.
I mean, this guy started out as kind of a SoundCloud singer in high school, singing about high school concerns, you know, small moments and life's insecurity, but he does it with such creative ambition. And you listen to this record, this is a 17-song, almost hour-long record. The guy's just got a lot of talent pouring out of him at all times.
He's a very humble, reflective, thoughtful guy. You know, he's been very open about struggling with the attention he's gotten and his battles with anxiety and panic attacks. And he's been very active in suicide prevention advocacy. And these songs, for as polished as they are, I thought there's a real warmth and sincerity to them that I think really connects with people. The singer is Khalid. His album is Free Spirit. Let's go to a veteran soul singer, Lee Fields, and the Expressions. His new album is called It Rains Love. Lee Fields is the singer with his band, The Expressions. Lee Fields and The Expressions. The album is It Rains Love, and the song's A Promise is a Promise. Stephen, a veteran soul singer with an album that, as the name suggests, is sort of a celebration of love and the endurance of love despite everything in the world against it.
Lee Fields' music is such a celebration of endurance in general.
In general, like, yeah.
Lee Fields' first single came out in 1969, 50 years ago. And over the course of that incredibly long career, he has struggled and strived and for decades commercially fallen short. In 2004, actually, I stood up in a wedding in New York and the band at the wedding was Lee Fields.
No.
Wow.
And, you know, because you got to plug away. But in the last decade or so, you know, Lee Fields has kind of enjoyed a little bit of a career renaissance alongside peers, sadly departed peers such as Charles Bradley and Sharon Jones. And this record, like several of his more recent records, is a little bit more mellow, a little bit more reflective, but still so joyous.
He's pushing 70 now and still putting out music, still touring, still at it, enduring, as you say, Stephen. We're lucky to have him. Lee Fields and The Expressions. The album is It Rains Love. And let's do one more before we take a break. It's from the band Wise Blood. Wise Blood. The album is called Titanic Rising.
You'll be the star.
Wise Blood is the artist. The new album is Titanic Rising. This feels like the Titanic Rising, doesn't it? This song we're hearing is a little bit of the song called Movies.
My dream is that the song Movies becomes a gigantic hit. A, it's a great song.
Oh, it's incredible.
But B, that it becomes a giant hit so that we can all reconsider and celebrate the music of Enya.
I agree. Because no shame.
Because I never stopped.
Because I think Enya is awesome. And
me
clearly
too.
So does Natalie Mering of Wise Blood.
Yeah.
Throughout this record, I mean, that is, I think, the most Enya-esque track, mm-hmm. but there is a mix of that kind of washy, beautiful, grandiose sound with something a little jauntier that you get strains of like Amy Mann, but also with this Baroque feel where there's so much musically going on. She's got a background in classical and Renaissance music as well as gospel, and the sound really reflects that and is all over the place in a wonderful way. I think this record is I have liked Wise Blood's music before, but this record is a huge leap forward.
Let's hear a little bit of another song called A Lot's Gonna Change so you can hear some of the other sounds.
I could talk a lot about the musical accomplishment on this record,
yeah.
but lyrically as well. You know, we do this show every week, and we're always talking about how, you know, this album is a reflection of the times, and the band was really troubled by the way things are, and blah, blah, blah.
Right,
you know, we talk about that a lot. And this record falls into that category as well. But there's this clear-eyed quality to it, this hopeful and clear-eyed quality to it that I really, really love. In the song A Lot's Gonna Change, there's this line, "A lot's gonna change in your lifetime, try to leave it all behind."
Wow.
And you know, so like, you just get a sense that there's real thought and wisdom behind so much of what's going on in this record. Everything is very deliberate, but loose enough to really get swept away in.
Wise Blood is the artist. It's W-E-Y-E-S, like Waze, but pronounced Wise. Wise Blood, the album's Titanic Rising. And we still have a few more albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but first let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week on Bullseye, Khalid is an R&B singer who's gone platinum 4 times. He just turned 21 like a month and a half ago.
It's not a normal life, but I love it. And I love everything that I went through to get to the point that I am now.
That's on this week's Bullseye. Check it out wherever you listen to podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, makers of the Yeti microphone. Blue helps musicians, podcasters, and YouTubers tell their stories and sound great doing it. Raise your voice and get special pricing at bluedesigns.com/NPR.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson and Ann Powers. We kick off the second half of our show with the band Pup and their new album, Morbid Stuff. I was bored sitting around thinking all this morbid stuff, like if anyone I've ever slept with is dead, and I got stuck on death and dying and obsessive thoughts that won't let up and it makes me feel like I'm about to throw up. Oh, this guy's my hero.
If you're going to start a record, you got to do it right.
And this is Lindsay McKenna joining us to talk about the band Pup. This is the title cut to their record, Morbid Stuff, and a lot of morbid stuff on this record.
A lot of morbid stuff. Like I said, if you're going to start a record, you might as well do it right. I just cannot get enough of this record. I think it's one of my favorites of the year, easily. It really captured the do or die mentality of this band, the incessant anxiety that comes with young adulthood, those feelings of disappointment and disillusionment. It's doing all that lyrically, but musically, it is explosive. It is huge. It makes you want to scream, but at the same time, you're screaming, you're giving voice to that anxiety. On Kids, the first single, the anthemic chorus is, I had it maxed out. I had a feeling nothing is working and everything's bleeding. I should have tapped out, given in to my demons. If you can relate at all to that feeling of what in the hell am I doing, this is the record for you.
Every morning I wake up. Yeah.
There's, I was gonna say, who can't?
There's another line in that kid song. He says, just like the kids, I've been navigating my way through the mind-numbing reality of a godless existence.
I almost wrote that one down.
Which at this point in my hollow and vapid life has erased what little ambition I've got left. But like
Don't
you say,
worry,
like
be happy.
He manages to deliver that in the most infectious, anthemic way.
I seriously, the first time I heard it, I thought, holy hell, I just need to listen to this over and over again. There's another track on there that I want to highlight. It's called See You at Your Funeral, which, again, that nihilism, baby, it is coming on strong. It's kind of giving voice to when you want to give that sweet kiss off to an ex that you run into at the grocery store. You are making healthy selections, buying organic food. But guess what? I'll see you at your funeral. Yeah, it's just that anger and frustration. Sometimes it's really nice to give that a good anthemic sing-along.
PUP is the band, by the way. PUP stands for Pathetic Use of Potential, which is a great acronym for this. PUP.
It's so
P-U-P,
you, Robin.
And the album is Morbid Stuff. I'm with you, Lindsay. These guys are heroes. Thanks a lot, Lindsay.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Well, from the band PUP, let's go to another standout record for April 5th. Out on April 5th, it comes from the singer Molly Tuttle. The record is called When You're Ready. The singer is Molly Tuttle. The album is When You're Ready. The song we're hearing is called Take the Journey. And Molly Tuttle is a singer-songwriter from the Bay Area who is really having a moment right now.
She really is. Molly Tuttle was raised in the Bay Area. She now lives in Nashville, had a stop in Boston where she studied at Berklee College of Music. But bluegrass fans know Molly Tuttle because she has been an award winner and a dazzler on that scene for many years, even though she's only in her mid-20s. And I think on this album, she takes a turn toward singer-songwriter, I guess. I mean, the obvious comparison is Alison Krauss, although her style is very different than Alison Krauss's style. And Molly, as is true of many of the younger artists we talk about these days, is defying the limits of genre. And she's really blending bluegrass with country, with pop, with all these elements on this record without turning to flashy tools, you know, using her own two hands and her great voice.
Molly Tuttle is the artist. The album is called When You're Ready. We still have one more album that I want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but as always, there are a lot of other notable releases out on April 5th that we should mention. There's a band called Girly, a British dance pop band called Girly. They've got a record out called Odd One Out, and it includes this just insanely catchy song called Deal With It. Lady Lamb has an album called Even in the Tremor. This is singer-songwriter Ali Spaltro, just a pop and folk album with a sort of real sense of adventure to it. And Lissy, the singer Lissy, has a new piano solo album out. It's called When I'm Alone, the Piano Retrospective. And these are solo piano versions of her previous songs.
Band from D.C., Priests, you just had them on the regular All Songs Considered, or we'd be talking about them more. Wonderful rock band, kind of morphing into a wonderful pop band as the singer Katie Alice Greer is a superstar in waiting. The band is Priests. The album is The Seduction of Kansas. Also, a band from Scotland that's kind of near and dear to my heart, Idlewild, put out one of my favorite records of the very, very earliest days of the 21st century. That album was called 100 Broken Windows. Their new album, their eighth, is called Interview Music.
Two important releases from the world of country music this week. Reba McEntire, the Queen, has a very excellent, poignant new album called Stronger Than the Truth, that produced by the great Buddy Cannon. And Brooks and Dunn, who you might remember from Boot Scoot Boogie, Neon Moon, they have a new record called Reboot, where they're helped out by people like Luke Combs, younger stars who absolutely love them, Casey Musgraves. So get your Boot Scoot Boogie on with some Brooks and Dunn.
All of those albums out on April 5th, along with the last record that we want to highlight for this week's New Music Friday. It comes from the band Ages and Ages. It's called Me, You, They, We. Ages and Ages is the band. The album is called Me, You, They, We. The song we're hearing is called Just My Luck, and I love this band so much. I love this band so much.
This is kind of the opposite of pop.
Yes, exactly. Although they do get into some sort of, it's not as nihilistic, I guess, but they do get into some sort of darker themes on this, despite how springy it sounds, yeah.
I was going to say, I was reading an interview with one of the band members, Tim Perry, and he said, the day we finished the song How It Feels, it was raining ashes in Portland from a fire in the Columbia River Gorge just outside of town. So that's really happy.
I mean, at the same time, I think this is a record about defiantly finding joy in a world that's trying to snuff it out. And so I think the songs are acknowledging that there are forces trying to snuff out joy. But I don't know, Ages and Ages to me is always about joy.
Well, I started following them about 5 or 6 years ago. They put out an album called Divisionary, and it had a song on there that I would list on one of my all-time great favorite songs called Do the Right Thing, which is, I think, an anthem for the world that everyone should be forced to memorize, called Do the Right Thing.
Forced by jackbooted thugs.
Yes, exactly. With Tim Perry leading them all. Their music is generally pretty joyful, but, and as you noted, they do get into some darker territory. Tim Perry sings a lot about feeling out of sorts in this post-2016 world and the endless conversation around fake news and how it's slowly breaking him down. And he also sings some about the struggle of just getting out of bed on some days, you know. But I think this is the best album they've ever done, and that's saying an awful lot for me because I have loved so much of what they've done in the past. The band Ages and Ages, the album Me, You, They, We. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
And Ann Powers.
Always a pleasure.
As always, if you want to hear full versions of the songs we featured on the program and a whole lot of other great new tracks out this week, we've got a playlist on Spotify. Just open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. You'll also find the playlist on our website. That's npr.org/allsongs. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of great music.